But then he hears a scream, kind of like that. God damn it,
well
Gary.
Well played, Gary. Well played.
Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the second issue of this story arc.
Lost the train
of thought. Yeah, wow. Well, like, I said it weird, and I
basket
just kept...
Basket full of heads, my bad.
Yeah, basket full of heads, story arc. There we go. Second issue.
See, when I was first calling it Basket of Heads, I was thinking head basket, and I was thinking crazy. And then I was like, fair. Wait, basket full of heads. I was like, okay, well, you know.
That makes sense. Yeah. Makes more sense. If you want to listen to our previous coverage, check out our last episode.
Yeah. See, it's so easy when it's the first.
It's also easy when it's just the only arc.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right. So we continue literally where we left off. And June is in. It's kill my mom.
Why'd you kill your mom?
That's what the thing is.
I like better.
Yeah, but it's actually kill mom. Because, you know, Jason hates his mom.
Well, understandables.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's why it's kill mom. Anyway. And yeah, so June is kind of peering out the bathroom and sees the criminals in the jumpsuits. One of them gets kind of, not spooked, but he turns around and looks into the bathroom. And
suspicious.
Yeah, very, very suspicious. He rips open the shower.
Which, this
shower.
Doesn't make any sense to me. Like, do you know how much effort it would actually take to rip and break those the way that he broke those?
Did he actually break them, or did he just...
No, look at them. They're broken.
Okay. Oh, okay. I see.
There's like four of them that he breaks right there, which, even if they're the plastic ones, you would still have to pull down so stinking hard.
I feel like you'd rip the shower curtain before you rip those off.
Possibly. Although they are rich, so it could be a really nice, high-quality shower curtain. In which case, they wouldn't have plastic tabs
on it.
They'd
have metal.
Yeah.
So, which makes them even superhuman strong. Well, maybe not superhuman
strong.
Well,
regardless. I just wanted to point that out. Like, it would be so much easier just to push it to the side. Less effort.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be... Anyways.
Yeah. He hears a scream, and then he goes out of the bathroom. And we focus in on the laundry basket where June is hiding.
I thought it was a Cyclops at first.
Well, yeah, because you only see the one eye. Which, interesting. Because if you think about it, you only saw the one eye popping out of the American flag.
Yeah.
In the first issue.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, actually, now that you mention it. Anyways.
God damn Joe Hill, I'm putting all this shit in. But we see a clock.
Could you imagine... It's probably a good thing there were no dirty clothes in there, so she could actually fit into that hamper.
I mean, yeah.
Well, I mean, she's a small girl.
Yes, but they're also rich, so they probably do laundry every single day.
Yeah.
They've got a maid. They got Gabby.
Which she probably just comes and, you know, collects it. But could you imagine, like, being down there and, like, somebody's got, you know, like, their underpants in there and it's got like, that brown streak in there and you're
Jesus.
Just, like, sitting right beside it. You know, you're like, what the hell is that? Oh. Anyways.
You have to sit there. Yeah, so... We see a clock. It is 10 till 10. So 9:50. And then next time we see it, it is 10:50. And so it's been an hour, and June decides she's going to get out, finally. And
which I would like to applaud her.
Being in there for an hour?
Being in there for an hour and then standing up and being able to walk just fine.
Well, she's shivering.
Well, she's shivering because she's terrified.
I know.
But I'm talking about, like, her you know, like, legs not being, you know, like...
Cramped up. Yeah, like, she definitely had to have been cramped in there.
Uh-huh.
She makes her way down back to the trophy room, I guess I'll call it.
Yeah.
And she sees a bunch of broken glass and a bunch of blood.
And a finger.
Then she sees a finger. And then we're introduced to this convict. He's like, he pops up behind her. You know, got a light?
And
I also,
she, as a matter of fact, to do and snaps her fingers and he engulfs himself. No.
I want to give her props. Like, she was reaching in to grab the finger, and this finger is sitting in the case
with
below
the axe.
It's busted out at the very bottom, so it's fairly decent size. But she reaches in there, grabs the axe, and pulls it out back through that case.
That tiny ass little hole.
Without breaking any more
glass. She's an impressive woman.
Right? So.
Okay.
It's powerful.
I was just curious. I was looking to see if there's anything in the bottom of the case.
With the horn. The horns. Plural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just I just wanted to see if like they had shown anything in the previous gotcha. Book. But there wasn't anything. It actually doesn't even show the bottom of the case in the previous book.
There we go.
I was just curious.
And he, this guy, this convict, he's like, yeah, your boyfriend said that you ran outside and you're long gone. And he never changed his story even after we cut off his finger. And obviously, you're still here. So yeah. I didn't believe him for a minute.
So obviously he was pretty good for you there. He yeah. protected you, you know?
Yeah. And she asked where the others are. And he says, oh, it took the boy. You know, he's got something that they want, and he took him to it. She's like, Liam doesn't have anything you could want. And he starts reaching into his
unzipping his jumpsuit. She's like, would you please stop that and put your hand down?
Yeah.
And see, I thought this was going to go a different way when he started unzipping his jumpsuit. just gonna throw that out
there. That's fair. But
because he looks like the type.
He does look like the type.
Not saying that there's a specific look for a specific type, but he was drawn.
Let's just say for the 80s, he looks like the type that would...
That they would cast him. As a, you know...
Yeah. Molester, yeah. Pedophile. Not pedophile, but no, molester.
A rapist.
Rapist, yeah.
Anyways.
She keeps saying, like, stop, stop, as she's trying to open the back door and leave. But he whips out a gun, and I like how he throws his flashlight away. He's like, I don't need to see to shoot.
I'm just going to randomly shoot at you.
Yeah.
I went to Stormtrooper Academy.
Damn. So this next panel is her trying to step outside, and I thought she straight up, like, broke her leg or broke her ankle there.
Because of the way it, yeah.
I think she must have, like, twisted it or something.
Well, I think it was showing her hitting the door, like, the bottom of the door frame, like the jamb.
Okay, that makes more sense.
And that's what tripped her. But, yeah, at first I thought that was her, you know, like, rolling her ankle
yeah,
over.
Like, it, just from the look of it, it looks like it was done.
Yeah.
But this guy's like, you know, stay where you are. I don't want to have to shoot you. That's no fun. Then we hear this
crack.
We see this crack of lightning.
Which was not her ankle.
No. Again, I thought it was.
Exactly.
Like, perfect on them for the way they paneled this one in particular, but we pull out to Broly Island itself and the causeway, and we see this.
When I first saw this, I thought those were fires.
It makes sense.
But it's not, but like I thought like the place was on fire, and that's, you know, like I'm like, wow, it's already, you know,
yes.
Four guys have already started fires, and you know.
going back to Lock and Key. This is very reminiscent of Lovecraft,
yeah.
Massachusetts, with the Lone Island bridge end kind of thing, which is cool. I get too many Lock Key references for me that I love. I guess just gonna say it there. We go to the causeway,
and you know, we see this. Well, it looks like some kind of,
it's like a massive wave.
Yeah. Well, I was actually talking about the little boat there with like the supplies beside it.
Yeah.
Which. If you notice, in the first picture, the supplies are beside it. And
yep,
then the second picture,
they're in the boat.
They get
splashed into the boat. Yeah, I saw that.
And it hits the sign that says, you know, it's not too late. There's still time to turn around and come back to Brody Island. A top 10 Yank magazine hidden treasure. I'm assuming that's a 1980. Yankee... 1980. I'm assuming that's a Yankee magazine and not like a jerk-off magazine.
Could be
but,
both. I don't know. This yeah. town.
I'll say, with the way this town is shaping out, who knows? But the boat hits the sign, or hits the...
Well, it does hit the sign, but it also hits...
The electrical pole beside it. And then the wave comes crashing down, knocks over the sign completely as the lights go out on the small island first. And all you see is the too late coming out of the waves on the sign.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, and then the power goes out on the entire island.
Yep. So now there's no power, and I am very impressed that June was able to... get away from this guy as quickly down the stairs as quickly as she did.
Well, she
especially since he was right on her tail.
Well, she ran down the stairs and he Jason walked, which is why he's still right behind her, but she's getting, you know, got a little bit of a lead.
I do love those in the horror movies. Like, they could be a mile away.
He does shadow step.
I believe it. Totally believe it. But he's taking pot shots at her in the dark. Like, he can't see because he threw his flashlight away like a fucking idiot. And it's still raining. I mean, the messed up thing is that earlier we saw, like, the rain in the background, just like the little lines that they did. They straight up just stopped doing that.
Yeah.
So when I was reading this for, like, the third time, I'm like, I don't see rain. Okay, I get you. It is raining, but
they just it would have been probably too much.
Really not that hard. Just a couple shades in the background. Anyway,
Anywho.
But he's coming down the stairs leading to, what is this, like, beach or something?
I assume it's the beach. It's obviously oceanfront, you know.
Yeah. Yes.
And she is hiding in the shadow of a cliff.
Yep. I love this. Like, let's be civilized and say, oh, fucking whore.
Not just whore.
Whore.
It's Hodor. When I first saw that, I was looking for a D in the middle.
Oh.
Hodor. Anyways, but mad. She chopped his fucking toes off, like, on his, the whole tip of his, right foot.
Yeah.
Cuts the whole thing off.
And knocks him down.
Which, I mean, obviously,
It knocks him down by the end.
Because he doesn't have his toes to, you know,
pivot balance.
On.
Yeah.
If you ever really want to get away from somebody, cut off their big toes.
Ouch. She then knocks the gun out of his hand.
No. Doesn't knock the gun out
of his hand. Oh, yeah. She
cuts his fingers off again. And makes him drop the gun.
And then takes a...
And the whole time, the axe is blazing red. The tree on the
axe. Not at first.
Well, I mean, after she...
After she knocks the...
Yeah.
And then she... chops off this guy's head. One fell swoop.
Like, dude, and it looks like she takes the baseball swing. Like,
yep.
Just.
It's grip amazing. It, rip it. And his head is just like flying off, eyes wide open.
You see the shocked look on his face, like, yep. Whoa.
And his body drops. She then
goes for the gun.
Yeah, and realize, you know, too late. The waves grabbed it. And
which
took
I'd
it
like
under.
To also say, this wave also, you know, brings the water up to her knees.
She dove in there. So I think she dove into
after
it.
Oh, after the gun?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that's it. She's like, you needed that, June. You needed that gun. Stupid.
Guess and then she just use this axe.
Yeah. She hold on to it. Then she starts hearing, what is this? And she looks over. Hell. Well, we get the view from the head.
We get this upside down view, basically, of the headless body and June, you know, standing there with the axe. And then it pans over to the convict's head sitting up against the rocks.
What? I can't feel my legs. Why are my legs over there?
Lieutenant Dan, you ain't got no legs.
June sees this and, like, runs off. She's freaking out because this head is upside down talking to her.
I mean, yeah, that's enough to...
That freaked me the fuck out, too.
I'd have probably golfed it into the water with the axe, but that's just me.
That would be the smart idea. He fucking love this because he's getting all mad, like, you know, come back here, because she ran off.
Well, first he's like, help, I'm scared, please don't leave me. And then he fucking, like, starts calling her names and, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
and then starts apologizing. Please, I'm sorry.
I'm cut off your tits. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't mean it. And then another wave hits him.
So... no nuts now, because all he is a head and nothing else. He watches his body basically get pulled out to sea. It keeps getting, like, hammered.
It's getting pushed around by the waves.
By the waves.
Like anything else that sits on the shore, you know, it's being, you know, pushed back and forth. It comes in with the wave, and then it comes further back
out. And these waves are massive, because it's a goddamn storm coming through.
Yeah.
It's not a hurricane. Just
well, I'm sorry, it's a tropical storm.
There we go.
It's right before it becomes, you know, a hurricane.
Fair. But then June pops back up holding the basket. Which is full of just
kids' toys.
Toys.
Which this also didn't make any sense to me, because this is like sheriff and it's down off of their property. So why is there this basket of kids' toys there?
Maybe Roberta has a soft spot and helps out needy kids.
I guess it could be.
Also, maybe Gabby's got kids. I don't know.
Maybe
probably not, but
maybe Harvard Hanks got some kids that
he's shooting kids left and right. I can tell you that. Wait a minute.
Anyway,
I'll cut that part out too. So
She dumps all the contents of this basket out.
Well, I like, she tells the head that's talking, you know, to shut up. Like, how are you even talking? Just shut up. Dumps the basket out, throws the head in there. Good on her for grabbing the head, I guess. I don't know if I would have. Look,
everybody wants head.
I see what you did there. But then she's like, I need to get warm. I need to think. I need a phone. I need to call the police. I need help. Like, she is, you can see in her eyes, she's starting to have a mental breakdown, which is understandable. She just killed a guy, but then didn't kill the guy. So,
yeah. I mean, yeah, that'd freak anybody out.
Yeah.
Personally, I would have probably taken the axe through his head again, but
But then that would have, that would have made it worse, probably.
You think?
Yeah, because I think it's two halves of a head still alive, talking.
But he wouldn't be able to talk because he'd only have half a tongue in each mouth.
He shouldn't be able to talk. He doesn't have, a heart or a blood system or lungs.
Actually, all you need to talk is, air flowing through your vocal cords. Anyways, so we see the body getting washed away by the...
Yeah, now it's getting washed away.
And as the waves are pushing against the body, we see a Brody Island Police Department badge.
Yep.
On the body.
On the belt.
Underneath the jumpsuit, of course.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to Basket Full of Heads.